The winter of 1984-85 was a fairly harsh one, but a pair of blue jays stuck it out in my yard the whole season. Starting in early fall, they noticed that I was hand-feeding squirrels from my front porch. They'd fly in when I whistled for the squirrels, and then would each follow a squirrel until it hit its peanut. Then the jay would drop down, dig it up, and fly off with it. At some point in November or December, the jays decided to cut out the middleman. When I whistled, they'd fly to a nearby tree and give me a long, hard stare. I'd place two peanuts on a horizontal porch railing, step back, and they'd fly in. One was much more assertive or brave or gullible than the other and would fly in almost instantly. The other would wait. At first, I usually had to go into the house to get the second one to fly in, but within a couple of weeks, the first jay would take the peanut right out of my hand, and the second would grab it off the railing even when I was still quite close, and finally, that one would grab it on the wing out of my fingers. Naturally, this was before I was regularly photographing birds. The reason I remember exactly what year this was is because my baby daughter Katie was just learning how to pull herself up to stand, and the easiest place to do that was at the front living room window, which was just the right height for her to look out. Before I went out with peanuts, I'd say, "Katie, do you want to see the blue jays?" She'd say, "Blue jay?" and crawl straight to the window and pull herself up to stand. I'd step out on the porch and whistle, and in would fly these big, colorful birds, filling my baby with delight. Those two wild blue jays stopped coming to me when spring arrived. The next winter they were back, but apparently food was more abundant because they didn't come nearly as regularly when I whistled. It's not that blue jays don't like the special treats we offer, but they prefer thinking that they stole the peanuts rather than that they took a handout. Katie's blue jays were the only ones I've ever had who fed from my hand. But blue jays are extremely intelligent and adaptable, and some become more approachable than others. I've been home all the time in this pandemic, and so have been feeding my backyard squirrels. I also have one crow family and two blue jay families. While the babies were just fledging and the parents were scrambling to get enough calories for them, I started putting peanuts in one platform feeder. I started it with the crows, hoping giving them these treats would ease up the pressure they'd be exerting on my baby robins. They quickly learned my whistle. The blue jay parents also figured out my whistle, but I much prefer taking photos of birds in trees than at feeders, so I started placing peanuts on a tree stump near it. Now at least one of the jays associates me with peanuts and doesn't mind my camera at all. When I'm in the yard and it's around, it flies near and squawks. I take some photos and then toss a peanut. Right now, a bazillion jays are migrating through Duluth, and many are making a stopover in my yard. I've seen up to 9 at once in my tray feeder. The ones passing through use the feeder as a sit-down restaurant, all eating side by side, but some of them are using the feeder as a grocery store. Those birds stuff their Gueuler pouch with sunflower seeds, which they'll store for later. Those are the ones that will stick around a while, some even all this winter. Now when I go to the backyard, the migrating jays instantly fly away, but the local ones, who know me, either stay put in the feeder or fly closer in hopes of a peanut. Staying home during a pandemic is, in some ways, a sacrifice, but I'm having more fun with my blue jays than I've ever dreamed possible. I hope your backyard birds are giving you as much joy, too. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.